Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
We're concerned.
Doing well, man.
We're concerned. We have a baseball team that can't hit.
Yeah, I would be concerned, too. Forgive me. Last week when we were on, I don't think we knew that this was the matchup, right? Tigers-Guardians. I did bet the Tigers in the series before the series started. My thought process was, I think the Tigers can at least get it to a game five, and if that's going to be the case, I'm going to like them in all the games Scooble starts, so I bet them in game two. Obviously, they won yesterday, which puts the Guardians up against it in a big way, because obviously, even if Cleveland wins today, like they can beat Scooble. It's not like he never loses games, but he's going to win American League Cy Young, maybe in a unanimous vote. So I'm going to bet the Tigers today if they lose. I'll bet them again in game five. I do think we've reached the end of the road for the Guardians, which is not me like crapping on the team. Great season for them. But I think now, I don't know if they can beat Scooble in a do-or-die game five, much less win today's game. So I am on the Tigers, guys, today and in game five if it gets there.
So the only question that I got on the Scooble side, Nick, and maybe you can help me out with this, with just how you're looking at things from different aspects. The Guards have now seen Scooble. I think this will be their fourth time. This will be time four this season that they'll see Scooble. Do you look at that at all when you're looking to place bet?
Well, how did time three go?
Not real well.
We're going to go with not ideal.
So my thought would just be like, look, maybe I'm not trying to like crap on what you're like. There may be something to that. Like maybe the fourth time around, it'll be different. I guess my skepticism there would be, or the follow-up question that I would ask is, if the fourth time would be different, then like why wouldn't the third time potentially be different? Seven innings, three hits, eight strikeouts, zero runs. So look, like they could light them up. Like we've seen crazy things happen in all postseasons, right? I remember Patrick Waugh's last start for the Avalanche, like the Minnesota Wild scored like five goals in the first period. He retired after the game. Like it's possible that Scooble will get shelled here. I think it's unlikely. So again, you know, I'm not saying the Guardians can't do it, but I will bet on them not doing it here. So I will bet the Tigers again today, and I will bet them if we get to a do or die game five.
All right. What kind of numbers are you looking at for game four today? You're going Tigers. Where are the lines? What's everybody thinking?
Yeah. So Cleveland's a slight favorite in the game. I don't think Detroit, and I checked before we came on. I don't think Detroit has announced a starting pitcher. So the Guardians are a small road favorite here. Cleveland minus 120. So you'd have have to bet $120 to win 100, if just to use 100 as a round number. Not suggesting people do that. Total in the game is low, 6.5, which, as to be expected in the low scoring nature of the series thus far, game one notwithstanding, which the Browns beat the Lions 7-0 in that game. So yeah, like, I think the market's expecting a lower scoring game, like slightly giving the edge to Cleveland. Like I said, I'll play against that a little bit with the Tigers. So I like Detroit, and I think I have the rest of the playoffs kind of conceptually done in my head, and like what I'm looking to do and what I'm looking to bet even outside of this series.
To clean it up a little bit, Nick, this is time three that they're going to see Scooble, not time four. So
okay, yeah. So
way to go, Dan.
So maybe, so possible, right? That time three could be different. Time two wasn't. Maybe time three will be different.
I mean, at some point, the kid learns not to put their hand on the stove. I mean, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I'm not buying any of them.
But look, like, I mean, listen, like, again, I'm not saying it can't happen. How many times have we seen in Major League Baseball, in, like, short series, like, one pitcher dominates the team, like, two or three times in a seven-game series in, like, 1-4 or 7? Like, it happens a lot. Not a guarantee that it happens with Scooble. But again, the question with betting is not like, if you're a Guardians fan, you can want it to happen. But the betting question is, would you bet on it? Like, would you bet on the Guardians solving Tarik Skubal? And maybe you would, in which case I would suggest doing so, because I think the Guardians would be a home underdog in Game 5 against the Tigers.
I would agree with you on that one. Other series, Yankees, Royals, what do you think? And then Dodgers, Padres.
So how about this? In lieu of talking about those games, are you all right if I tell you, like, what we are looking for people out there, and we put our fandom aside? I'm a Yankee fan. I'm going to put my fandom aside, and I want to tell everyone, like, this is what we want in order to place the bets that are the most valuable. Are you okay if I do that?
Yes.
As long as you also promise me you're not a part of that group that wants to throw Aaron Judge into the river.
Oh, of course I am.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm a Yankee. Like, we're irrational. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
This is as Yankee fans, this is what we do. Like, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Rangers fan. We don't do this with all our teams in New York, but Yankees fans, we do. Can the guy get a freaking hit? Too much to ask for? 58 homers? Can we get a hit in October? Not too much to ask for, I don't think. So here's what we want. Mets beat the Phillies yesterday, right? Mets onto the NLCS. Game 5 tomorrow, Dodgers-Padres. Noted postseason embarrassment, Yu Darvish, who pitched that Game 7 for the Dodgers against the Astros the year the Astros cheated. Is Darvish going for the Padres tomorrow night? No announcement for the Dodgers. Maybe it's Yamamoto. We will see. What we want, if you're betting, right? So fandom aside, we want the Dodgers to win tomorrow night. And then we get Mets-Dodgers in the NLCS, and I will bet the Mets with extreme confidence in that series. The Dodgers have no starting pitching, and like the bats have been really well here. We've also seen Dylan Cease fall flat on his face for the Padres twice already in this series. I would feel very good about my bet, Mets over Dodgers. Mets-Padres, I feel like, is a different story. Like, Padres are awesome. I would give the Padres the slight edge in that series. Mets-Dodgers is an easy bet for me on the Mets. Now, I know all Cleveland fans hate the Yankees, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the case. Maybe you hate the Royals, too. But here's what we want to happen. Again, fandom aside, like, you want the Guardians to win? Let's say they lose to Detroit. The best betting scenario is that the Yankees make the World Series. And I'm a Yankee fan, guys, about to say this. The New York Yankees are almost never winning the World Series. It's not happening. Their starting pitching's terrible. You can't trust Gerrit Cole. The manager's a loser. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a Yankee fan. Like, if they get to the World Series and they have to play the Dodgers, the Padres, or the Mets, I will bet on the team from the National League. And especially if it's the Mets, the Yankees will be favored in that series. And we get to bet the Mets as an underdog. So again, the best bets here. Root for the Dodgers tomorrow night. Bet the Mets over the Dodgers in the NLCS. Root for the Yankees to make the World Series if the Guardians don't. And then bet against the Yankees in the World Series.
What do you think of the Guardians if they were to get to the World Series?
I don't think they will. Okay. Like, I think after the Yankees won last night, and yes, I am a Yankee fan, but I'm not a homer. I think the Yankees are by far right now the American League team that's most likely to get there. Like, seven-game series, I don't think, I'm not trying to insult Tanner Bibee. Like, he's their ace. Like, I'm sorry. Just, like, no way. And the Tigers, it's a little different in a seven-game series than it is in a five-game series when you've got the one stud starting pitcher. So I would like the Yankees over either the Guardians or the Tigers if they get past the Royals. And then again, pains me to say this, lifelong Yankee fan, bet against the Yankees in the World Series.
Odyssey Sports betting insider Nick Costas joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Nick, let's go to the football side and the Browns side of it. Are you just now basically parlaying the Browns and, you know, the under and all of that stuff in every single bet just to avoid dealing with the fact that this offense is so clunky and the defense has been league average? What are your thoughts on the Browns?
Okay, so I have a really contrarian take on this game, Browns-Eagles on Sunday. I don't think I'm going to bet it because I don't think I can say it out loud. It doesn't pass the smell test to even say it out loud. I think the Browns might win on Sunday. I don't think I'm going to bet them to win, but I am definitely going to bet them to cover the spread. So right now, guys, Philly's a 9.5-point favorite. Once it is, and you guys, no one listening, you don't have to be a professional bettor to know this. Like, what's going to happen in the betting market when it's officially announced that Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and Lane Johnson are all, like, playing for sure on Sunday? Like, the Eagles are going to get bet. I think this spread's going to go up to 10. And that, for me, is an immediate buy on the Cleveland Browns. Like, to use the stock market analogy, this is the ultimate buy low on the Cleveland Browns in this game. Now, it's possible, right? I always want to offer the other side. Nothing's a lock. It's possible that the Browns are just, until Watson is benched, absolute dead team walking, right? And, like, the betting market hasn't accounted for actually how bad they are yet, and the fact that it's over for them as long as Watson's the quarterback, and maybe the Eagles win 45-3. Like, we acknowledge that possibility. But what I want to do as a bettor, I don't think the Eagles are that great. I don't think Nick Sirianni's a good coach, and we know Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, and is basically being held at gunpoint right now by Jimmy Haslam to keep playing Deshaun Watson. Like, that's obviously what's happening here. Like, Stefanski's too smart to think that Watson's the answer at quarterback. Like, ownership's making him do that. I think it's pretty obvious, right? So, I think Stefanski outcoaches Sirianni, and I think we buy low on the Browns getting 10 when the betting market gets there, guys, on Sunday at the Eagles. So, give me the Cleveland Browns to cover the spread.
30 seconds to follow up what you said. When Deshaun Watson gets benched, do you think that happens this year?
It can't not. I mean, like, there's just no way. It can't. If they're going to keep, so let's say they get blown out on Sunday, right? Let's say they lose, I don't know, like, whatever, like a 31-10. I think that's it. Like, you're 1-5. Like, the season is, like, unquestioned. Like, you cannot make the playoffs at 1-5. Yes, you can. It's just very, very, very unlikely. You can't keep doing this. And I think ownership is going to have to acknowledge that at some point, because the fans aren't going to stand for it. Like, you can't keep fooling people, right? Like, I think this is the last week you can get away with it if things go as poorly as they have been on Sunday. So I think we're really close to Jameis Winston. And you know what? Maybe if you're Kevin Stefanski, at some point, like, does he resign, like, in, like, week 10 if they're making him start? Because, like, do you guys agree with me? Like, there's no way if, like, it's his decision he's starting Deshaun Watson. Like, there's no chance.
I would agree with you on that. I think it's not just him.
And also, if Kevin Stefanski got fired by the Browns today, like, what's the percent chance he's a head coach in the NFL next season? 100?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 99?
Absolutely.
Like, he'll get a two-time coach of the year? Like, he'll get another job. He doesn't need this crap. Like, this will, my point is this is going to come to a head one way or another.
Nick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Wishing you guys and the listeners minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Kostos. Thank you, bud. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. Man, I don't know what to think about what Nick said. We know the situation here. I just don't see this team benching Deshaun Watson if he doesn't play better. I don't see it. Even if you're 1-6, 1-7. If you're 2-6, I don't see it. Do you see it?
I see a path to doing it. Yeah. Look, with all of the disclaimers that need to be put on top of this, which is, yes, the offensive line has been playing bad. Yes, the wide receivers are dropping passes that they should be catching. And yes, the running backs are having a hard time finding holes to run through. And when they have a hole to run through, they're having a hard time finding it. Yeah, like, let's get all the disclaimers out there on top of it. The quarterback is also playing poorly. I think we can all agree on that statement. I don't think we're going to get yelled at. So, you have to at some point, because if you don't, you completely lose the locker room. No matter how much money that guy has made, we've talked to enough former players enough times to know that no matter how you spin this, Jeff, the minute you get into that locker room, those guys really don't care how much dough you're making. Those guys care about, what are you doing to A, make me look good, and B, help me win games. And if the guy who's there isn't helping you look good and help or helping me win games, then why are you here? And if the coach is going to stand behind it, even though leadership probably has had discussions with him about it, because you talk to enough NFL players and you know that there's conversations that are taking place in there. If those conversations are happening, which we don't know, and the coach is ignoring them or not following through with them or feeding you lip service, you're going to lose that locker room. And losing a locker room isn't a one-year thing.
No. We all understand the dynamic here of, okay, your quarterback's not playing well. Your offense isn't playing well. Can you blame the quarterback completely? No, because the offensive line hasn't played well. For whatever reason, the offensive line hasn't played well. Your wide receivers have been dropping the football. And your running backs, I mean, no aspect of the offense has looked good. None. Nothing in the offense has looked good.
If you're putting together the pie chart of blame, right, and you're cutting that thing up to what you want it to be, if it's a pie that you like, the piece that says Deshaun Watson on it is the piece that you're taking. That's how I would describe where the offense is. If you're cutting that pie of blame up, that piece that is the largest probably says Deshaun Watson on it. So you have to make a change at some point there. It's why I can't completely rule it out, because if we're going to live in this world where it's like, okay, well, they paid him a whole bunch of money and someone is making the decisions, well, now all of a sudden, the guy who you have to have respect for, if he's going, well, that option's out of my hands, well, now you have no respect for that guy. Because now the guy that you're trusting to run the operation is not the one running the operation. It just turns into a mutiny, and a mutiny isn't a one-year problem, especially if you think you could contend and your contention window was open. Well, now all of a sudden a mutiny means we're done. Goodbye. Take it easy. Tear this thing down to the studs because you can't keep anyone here, or you fire the head coach, bring in the next head coach, and just start the whole transition all over again.
It's interesting. It's obviously a dilemma here. Mark is in Euclid. Hello, Mark.
How you been, Mark?
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So real quick, my take on the Deshaun Watson thing, and I am not a Browns fan by any stretch of the imagination. So this is what I'm doing with Watson. I gave you $230 million. You're either going to get me a top five draft pick or somebody bring me his head. I'm not giving you $230 to sit on the bench. So that's my take with the Deshaun Watson. Things can't get any worse. It looks like you already – well, maybe they can. I don't know. But
I was going to say, don't tempt fate.
That's my take. I'm not giving you $230 to sit on the bench. Either go get me a top five draft pick next year in the draft, or I'm not sitting you on the bench to collect it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Check.
I don't know.
I mean, that's... Boy, if you're going to keep throwing him out there again... And you go to the rest of that locker and say, okay, we're going to keep sending this guy out here because we want, let's say Shedeur Sanders, just because that's the most fun one. Because you want Shedeur Sanders? I mean, you really going to sell that? You're going to sell hope to 30-year-old Myles Garrett? You're going to sell hope to Denzel Ward with his injury history of, hey, we're going to bring in Shedeur. And again, I'm just picking Shedeur Sanders out of the sky. You can say Carson Beck if you want. You could say somebody else. I don't care.
You could say Sam Darnold, who's a free agent at the end of the year.
Are you really going to do?
Maybe. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to move on from Deshaun Watson, you need another quarterback. Is it Jameis Winston? Is it somebody you draft? Is it somebody you sign? Do you go the Atlanta Falcons route and go get a guy like Kirk Cousins, which might be Sam Darnold, you know?
But if Deshaun Watson exists on that roster, you can't afford any of those guys. That's the problem. This is the chicken and the egg situation that the Browns have themselves in, is that you need Deshaun Watson because you have yanked the lever on that contract so many times that if you stop yanking the lever, you can't put together a roster. But you don't want to play Deshaun Watson because of how poorly he is paying, but you've invested so much and you've yanked that lever so many times that you have to yank it next season to make a team that is functional in the NFL a carumba.
Gary is in Elyria. Hi, Gary.
How are you, Gary?
Gary Garv.
Or Garv. Hi, Garv.
Garv, how are you?
Fellas, man, this is just getting ridiculous, man. I mean, this guy, you know, he's completing 60% of his passes, which is good, just like Josh Allen, but he's still a decent quarterback. This guy, Watson, got the most drop passes out the league, out of part of anybody. This guy got the most offensive penalties off this offensive line for false starts, more than anybody. The running game ranks 26. Everything you name, it's the truth. But you can't just take that out of the equation and say this guy's bad when everything around him is bad.
No, if we're doing the blame pie, you know that the piece that's there is Deshaun Watson. I mean, like, the largest piece is the quarterback. I mean, A, because that's how football operates, and that guy touches the ball every single time. But B, because and you can objectively see this, he's playing poorly. He's bailing out of pockets that he doesn't have pressure in. He's doing stuff that you're like, oh, man, like, come on, dude. And I want him to be awesome, because if he's not awesome, you're up a particularly smelly creek without a paddle.
My thing is, what 19 drop passes is going to do to a quarterback rating? What is it going to do to games? What is the false starts going to do? You cannot – my whole thing is, no, he has blame to play. He's only completing 60% of his passes. But when you get 19 drop passes and you keep on bagging the team up, I don't understand what more can he do besides not hold the ball longer. And the offensive line is just so terrible. We rank 31 in the league by Pro Football Focus. Come on, man.
Oh,
it's terrible. I just want to say that I think he is the issue, but we're trying to, like, just like this guy is the problem. We put Winston in, everything is going to change. But if the receivers catch the ball in the line blocks and don't get off sides, maybe, I mean, he's not going to do any good. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
That's no, all right, Garf. I understand what you're saying. Like, what you are saying makes sense. Football is the ultimate team game. It takes 11 guys all yanking in the same direction. And if somebody is going to yank in a different direction, you have a problem. Or if a few guys aren't going to yank or yank as much as they should, you have a problem. What is happening right now is 11 guys don't seem like they're pulling in the same direction. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Jeff, or at least some of those guys, I don't know if it's scheme. I don't know if it's the fact that you have offensive linemen that are built to play one way and they're playing a completely different way. I don't know if it's wide receivers picking the wrong side of the choice routes. I don't know if it's a quarterback who is playing just flat out poorly. I mean, 4.8 yards per attempt, which means, yeah, okay, that completion percentage is sitting at 60%, but like 4.8 yards per attempt.
You know, the thing of it is, we've all seen this offense. We've watched it. We know what good offense can be. And we haven't seen it. And Garv is defending Deshaun. Yep, the guys have dropped passes. Deshaun's made some great passes that have been dropped.
Correct.
He's also made some really lousy passes. And I'm not astute enough when it comes to breaking down an offense to tell you that it's completely on the offensive line, or that it's completely on the quarterback, or that the wide receivers aren't good enough. What I do know is that all three of those things have been a problem. You know, and Deshaun doesn't get a pass because the offensive line has been injured and the wide receivers have had some drops. And the wide receivers don't get a pass because Deshaun hasn't been outstanding. And the offensive line doesn't get a pass because Deshaun hangs onto the ball for an extended period of time.
Right.
I mean, it all isn't working.
Right.
So that's why I have a hard time pointing the finger at just Deshaun Watson. But sometimes changing the quarterback changes a lot of things. And if there's one thing you can change, is it one quarterback or is it five offensive linemen or is it four wide receivers? I mean, there's an easy switch there. It's just a matter of can you make it and do you think you should make it? And I don't think they think they should make it, at least not yet. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's coming up next. If you have phone calls, stick with us. We'll get to those. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Daryl's with us right now. Hello, D. How
What's
are
up,
you?
Buddy?
Speaking of bad situations.
You? You're never a bad situation.
I might be.
You never know.
Yeah, you do never know. That's the fact. It's obviously a bad time right now. You don't win this week. What happens with this team?
The same thing that's happened with this team the previous 5 weeks. The train just keeps rolling down the tracks.
Okay. I mean, the trade deadline's coming up. You'd be 1-5. Are you still playing for this season if you go 1-5?
Not if they're smart. All right, guys, I would try and flip every piece on this team I could without compromising the core to assemble additional draft picks. Honestly, I'd still do it even if they found a way to win Sunday, because this team isn't going anywhere. Like, that's just plain as day. So, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I think that's something that Andrew Berry would certainly be smart to do. And obviously the number one name on that list would be Amari Cooper.
What do you think you could get for Amari Cooper?
I don't know.
Just shot late
round
dark.
Pick.
What?
Yeah, late round pick. Mid to late round pick.
I would think if you could get a fourth, you'd be giddy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
Because again, it's what you do is because they already have some extra picks next year, but like, you want to compile those extra picks so you can package them maybe to move up in a draft next year and get a better player or two. So that's just like the way I think about approaching it from a roster management standpoint. But yeah, I'm thinking if you could get a four for Amari, that would be worth exploring.
But that to me, Daryl, and tell me if I'm wrong, I don't value later round picks that much. And I know, you know, you try to accumulate as many and then you can package and move up and everything else. And if he's not coming back next year, you know, he's a free agent, I get it. You should probably try and get everything you can. But anybody who might
be... If you're Amari Cooper right now, Jeff, would you even think about coming back next year?
No, I wouldn't, Daryl. And clearly the team made it clear to him they don't want him back because they didn't extend him. Correct?
Well, they didn't want him back at the price he wanted.
Right.
Like
which to
you
me,
know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
which to me, if you're the team, then you don't want a guy coming back at half of his price because he might not be happy. And if you're Amari, you might come in with a chip on your shoulder and blah, blah, blah. We get all that. Would you move any pieces that you actually control contractually?
No. No, because, look, I mean, I still believe in the foundation that they have. It's just a shame that this talent that they have is playing like an expansion team or the 1-31 teams, right? Mm-hmm. That's the frustrating part of this. You know, the expansion team and the 1-31 teams had an excuse. There was no talent on those rosters. They were awful, right? There's a ton of talent on this roster, and, you know, the offense right now is just, in my view, just broken beyond repair. There's not anything that they can right now build upon, and that's frustrating, right? And that's why I asked Ken Dorsey today, like, where do you start? Everything's broke. Your quarterback's broke. Your protection's broke. Your running game's broke. Your passing game's broke. Your receivers are broke. Everything's broke. Like, where do you even begin to start to put Humpty Dumpty back together? Oh, by the way, you're 6 weeks into your season too, right? Like, this is week six. And if you couldn't put this offense together throughout an entire offseason and training camp, there is 0.0 chance that you're fixing this in the middle of a season when you have this many problems. I've used this analogy before. I'll use it again. At least defensively, you can say, hey, clean up the tackling a little bit, maybe tighten up a couple of coverage breakdowns a little bit. Everything's fine, right? On offense, it's, well, got to fix the pass protection, got to fix the run protection, got to fix the quarterback. Gotta fix the receivers and the quarterback being on the same page. Gotta fix the receivers actually catching the football when it does get thrown to them. Gotta fix the communication. Gotta fix the basics of, you know, knowing what personnel groupings are supposed to be on the field when they're supposed to be on the field. You've got to fix the other mental errors that come with that, right? Like, there's just, it is a laundry list of things that, like, they have to clean up, right? And, you know, another question I asked Ken Dorsey today was about those mental mistakes, which really were exposed in that third quarter first and goal situation in which they had to burn a timeout, had two penalties, too many people in the huddle, so they couldn't even go for it on fourth down when they wanted to go for it on fourth down. Like, those mental mistakes are inexcusable. That means you're not focused. That means you're not prepared. That means you're not coached well enough, whatever. Like, those are things that should not happen, and they are happening. And this is, again, not a young football team. You know, you're not teaching football 101 to a bunch of rookies here. This is a very experienced roster, an accomplished roster. And so when you're having football 101 problems with an experienced roster, that's a, you know, pretty poor reflection on the coaching staff. And, well, who's the guy that brought in the new offense this year? Ken Dorsey.
We're going to hear some of his comments coming up, Daryl, but how did he generally react?
And you enjoy that, Jeff.
Yeah, how did he generally react to things today?
Oh, goody.
The same. The same. Right?
Which means what?
The same thing you heard last week and the week before and the week before. In the week before,
the sky isn't falling.
The dry word salad.
Yeah. You know, listen. All I can tell you guys, salad. You know, is it. You know, it takes all 11 of us. You know, it's not just one person to blame. It takes all 11 of us. Oh. That was basically the message.
Oh,
and
no.
There's validity to it. Like, I mock it because it's you know, it's funny to me, but like, there is validity to it, but it's like, how many weeks in a row can you say it takes all 11 of us, right? And nothing changes on the field. The same problems you had in week one are the same problems you're having in week five, right? And going into week six. So that's why I'm just kind of like, yeah, it is what it is, guys. There's, well, including Sunday, 12 more of these games to be played. And we'll see what happens over those 12 games. But I wish I could tell fans, like, there's a quick fix. And I'm not convinced that with this situation being what it is, guys, that there's a quick fix. Because if there was, I'm pretty sure Kevin Stefanski would have tried that already. You know what I mean?
The man who is never a dry word salad, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the Northwestern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Nice.
All right, D, so I'm going to ask you the question that has been posed to us more times than you could possibly imagine in the phrasing that I think would best fit it, which is, you remember the scene.
Should Stephen Vogt have started who he did yesterday in Game 3? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was earlier in the show, Daryl.
Which is the scene from Iron Man where Jeff Bridges looks at the poor scientist and yells, "Tony Stark built this in a cave." Kevin Stefanski built this with Joe Flacco coming off the recliner. Why can't we do that?
Because you have different players involved. I think that's the nicest way I can put it.
Works for me.
You have different players. I mean, that's the only explanation, right? Deshaun is clearly not comfortable. He clearly is not seeing what he should be seeing, and I'm sure that there's a bunch of mitigating factors for that. But look, you've been paying $46 million a year. At some point, you got to start looking like, you know, something that is an upgrade over Charlie Fry, Deshaun Kizer, PJ Walker. But you know what I mean? Like, at some point, you should look like you were an upgrade over what was here. And he looks worse than a lot of the guys that have come through here that are on that quarterback jersey, right? And I think that that's the heart of the problem. Yes, there are protection problems. Yes, there are mental errors. Yes, there have been some communication problems. But great players find ways to transcend those bumps in the road, right? And I think that Deshaun is struggling with the basics right now. So his natural God-given transcendent talent is unable to come through. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Quite a lot. Well done. It's like you're a writer or something.
All right, D. Jim Schwartz speaking later today. Enjoy that.
May the Schwartz be with you all.
Thank you very much.
And also with you. Wait, that's something else.
Got it. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Thank you, D.
See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
He's brought to us by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said Ken Dorsey's press conference was thrilling. We're going to find out for ourselves in a minute. We'll hear some comments from the Browns offensive coordinator next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.